Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today we celebrate the feast of the seven young laymen who founded the Order of the Servants of Mary, also known as the Servites, who are each honored as saints. They lived in Florence, Italy in the early 1200s, and at that time Florence was economically prosperous and confident, but spiritually sick. The great families, especially those with old money, were deeply divided against one another. Greed, the lust for power, and ruthless competition shaped public life. Honor was defended through vendettas, violence, and even murder. Loyalty to one's family mattered more than justice or peace. It was a world not unlike the mafia of today. Outwardly successful, inwardly ruled by fear, rivalry, and blood vendettas. Then something totally new happened, something that could only come from God. Seven young laymen, sons of these families, they grew sick of it. And on the Feast of the Assumption in 1233, Mary, the Mother of God, appeared to them and advised them to withdraw from the madness of these warring factions and devote themselves entirely to three things: to belong entirely to her and spread the rosary of the seven sorrows of Mary; secondly, deep friendship with Christ through prayer and the pursuit of holiness; and third, to help others to God through friendship. So they formed a brotherhood known as the Praisers of Mary, and moved into a house in a suburb of Florence. Then they moved to Monte Cinerio, 11 miles north of Florence, and Mary again appeared to them, approving their simple way of life and mission. In 1249, they were placed under the protection of Pope Innocent IV, which essentially gave them official recognition by the Church. And these seven young men were all canonized together, a great sign that they reached holiness not as isolated individuals, but precisely through friendship with Jesus and friendship with one another, united in the sorrowful heart of Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. These young men, and later the Servite Order, spread a special type of rosary called the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows of Mary. It was comprised of seven decades in memory of Mary's seven sorrows. The presentation in the temple when Simeon prophesied that a sword would pierce Mary's heart, the flight into Egypt to escape being murdered by King Herod, the loss of Jesus for 3 days in the temple, the fourth station of the cross when Mary met Jesus, the crucifixion, when Mary received her dead son into her arms as he was taken down from the cross, and finally, when Jesus was placed in the tomb and the stone rolled over the entrance. Now this rosary, it began with the act of contrition rather than the creed in order to call to mind the role our sins had in the suffering of Jesus and Mary. Then, each decade consisted of an Our Father and seven Hail Marys, rather than 10. And it concluded with three Hail Marys in honor of Our Lady's tears, rather than the Hail Holy Queen. I find it amazing that this rosary was created in the early 1200s, so it's more than 800 years old. And yet, in the 1980s, when Our Lady appeared in Kibeho, Rwanda, she specifically asked that we pray the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows and spread it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Deep down, everyone wants the same thing. A happiness that lasts and a love that transforms. That's what we mean by holiness. And there's actually a very simple way of life that leads to happiness and holiness. And it consists of belonging entirely to the Holy Spirit through Mary, because the Holy Spirit forms Jesus in us through her. And to worship and thank God regularly in the Mass, receiving Him in the Eucharist, and being forgiven and healed in reconciliation. But it also entails daily meditation, in which we learn and think about and apply to our lives the entire Word of God, the full content of our faith, and a daily resolution in which we practice good actions that become the virtues that transform us in love. And yes, we have to remove the destructive forces of sin and the occasions of sin from our life. But we also want to pursue all the good things in life that God has in store for us, and we want to pursue them in a well-ordered and balanced way. And to do that, we need a plan, a recipe for our lives. And that recipe includes certainly friendship with God, but also care for the body, sleep, nutrition, and exercise, and meaningful work, doing good for others and for the world, and deep friendship with family and friends, where we pursue these good things together, accompanied by the art of good conversation, helping one another to heaven. That's our domestic church. And we also hunger for a knowledge about God and the good things of the world He created, and an experience of beauty in all its forms, from nature, literature, art, music, or even a sporting event well executed. These are the things we long for, and these are the things that make for a life of happiness and holiness. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Just as these seven holy founders had their simple way of life, so do we. And just as the Servites promoted the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows of Mary, we promote a unique rosary, one that helps people meditate on the entirety of the Word of God. Now, from the beginning, the rosary was meant to be a meditation on the Word of God, not only Scripture, but also tradition and the teaching of the Church. The traditional mysteries of the rosary were given as an outline to the central events of the life of Christ, not to exhaust them. They provide a stable framework that naturally invites a deeper and wider meditation. And that's why St. John Paul II could both introduce the luminous mysteries and insist that the rosary is never closed in on itself. He wrote, "Obviously, these mysteries neither replace the gospel nor exhaust its content. The mysteries contemplated in the rosary easily draw the mind to a more expansive reflection on the rest of the gospel, especially when the rosary is prayed in a setting of prolonged recollection." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. When we have individuals taking initiative and responsibility for their own holiness, and then helping their family and friends to heaven, well then, we have what we call the movement of the Holy Family. And this is what we want to help you do by sharing a vision and giving formation through the Rosary Podcast, training you in knowledge and skills and habits for friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. And I also want to invite you to come and live this simple way of life with us so that you can then take it back to your domestic church, to your family and friends, because that's your mission field. And so I want to invite you to a special experience of coming to live this way of life with us on one of our pilgrimages to Medjugorje or the Holy Land or Poland, Italy, this year. Or come and join us in Kansas City this summer, July 16th through the 19th, to live this with us. And again in Cincinnati this fall. Because I believe we have to come together and share this together before we can go live it elsewhere. Now, in 2005, Archbishop Naumann formally recognized the School of Faith as a public association of the faithful. In plain terms, that means that the church looked at this work and said, yes, this is a real mission, and it's good for the church. And because of that recognition, something very real happens. When people become members of this public association, their prayers, sacrifices, joys, and even their sufferings are gathered together and offered to God as a shared spiritual treasury. Now, as a member of this movement, you get to offer the entire spiritual treasury of all the graces from all the members for your loved ones, for their conversion and healing and growth and holiness. This means you get to benefit from everybody's, not just your own. But this doesn't happen automatically. To share fully in these spiritual goods, It just requires a simple act of the will, where you freely choose to become a member. And it's easy. After the rosary, you can simply click Join the Movement. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what captured your attention with that meditation, Teresa? What were you reflecting on?
I actually had a continued thought based on, we meditated on this with the entire School of Faith staff just yesterday. And there were such great reflections, and I was thinking about, someone mentioned that one of the big obstacles for a lot of people in forming what these seven founders had, this friendship, this real spiritual, they're searching together, they're experiencing it together, this community. And one of the big obstacles that people have now is that we can say all the time, have good conversation in community, but, or even just pray the rosary with others and talk about it, but there's a real skill to conversation. And to even just community, even just getting to know someone, that it's not inherent. And when we're encouraged to go do it, and then we show up and it's way tougher than we expect, and we've never had an experience of really grounded, mature, spiritual friendship and community, then it's really easy to get discouraged. And being me, I immediately thought of a hockey metaphor for that. It's like watching the greatest NHL players say again and again, hockey is incredible. Everyone should play hockey. And so you round up your friends and you get a bunch of shoddy gear and some bad ice, and you go out together, and you have the worst time of your life because you are freezing.
You don't even know how to skate.
You don't know how to skate. You've got terrible gear. None of you are professionals. You barely know the rules of hockey, and you think Ovechkin and all of those guys are crazy. This is not enjoyable, and only they can do it. But
yes,
there's something really necessary about being able to experience something like a pilgrimage, because it's kind of like a hockey camp.
Yes, that's what it is.
Because it says, we're going to go slow. We're going to be surrounded by other people who are determined to learn this. We are just going to be in community with the little steps, because in pilgrimage, it's you're just constantly presented with time for conversation and content for meditation in all of the talks on pilgrimage, and then back to conversation. And it's so natural that that's the way to learn how to skate and learn how to, you can't just learn how to pass the puck on your own. You need to be with other people. You need that feedback. You're not really going to learn how to score goals if you're not playing with a goalie and someone who can actually play. So it's nice to get together with a big spiritual community on a pilgrimage, and you have all of those people and you get better and you can take that into your daily life.
That's absolutely true. In fact, we just had individual conversations with hundreds of people who have experienced this with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the two things that they said over and over, that by this experience, they were then able to take into their own life the habit of daily meditation, and secondly, spiritual friendship.
Yeah.
And but this is the perfect analogy. That's exactly what, when you come with us, and this is not a sales pitch, this is just the reality.
Mm-hmm.
When you come with us on a pilgrimage, it's like holiness camp. Instead of hockey camp, it's holiness camp.
Mm-hmm. Different from just a camp where you go to stay for a little bit or even do some random activities. It's a camp where you learn how to do something that is vital to your life.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I want to invite everyone out there to come with us and learn how to skate and pass and score the goal. So Teresa, if you... What hockey player do you identify most with?
I think I identify most. This is unfair to say because he's so good. But
Ovi? Ovechkin?
No shot. David Pastrnak. Because his scoring style is so messy and he gets it done. I've never seen a hockey player score so many goals flat on his butt.
I think you just like Pasta because he's cute.
He's Czech. He's funny. You got to go look up his interviews. He's hilarious. Look up his Barbie girl interview.
Well, you know who I identify with.
Ovechkin.
No, are you kidding me?
You're not
me?
The grade eight? Come on.
No, come on. You know which hockey player I identify with.
Brad Marchand.
Marchand.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You'd think that when I really introduce you to the Bruins as I know them, you would really like Zdeno Chara. He's so interesting, mature, real leader, great Slovakian Catholic roots, things like this. And you identify with Brad the Rat Marchand.
who is known throughout the league as the little ball of hate. I think your hockey camp analogy is perfect.
Yeah.
So everybody sign up for hockey camp.
And maybe a pilgrimage.
And maybe a pilgrimage. Or come and join us this summer in Kansas City or this fall in Cincinnati. I have to tell everyone, we have a fantastic venue in Cincinnati. An amazing spiritual businessman has created just this tremendous venue there. That he was moved by God to encourage us to come and use.
Wow.
So, come and join us. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.